movies. Hmm. And that's why I appreciate
Pam, what
Tom.
Was the other movie that he played a while back? We All Went.
Thanks for being here today, you guys.
Thanks, Phil.
Chris Gerber, Pam Kohlberg, the dementia care specialist. Earlier, we had Stephanie Zemke, Vice President of Development for Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter, on The Morning Show.
Safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO FM, Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock and 5 degrees below zero. Unfortunately, the wind has picked up a little bit, up to 11 miles per hour, making that wind chill in around the 20 to 22 below zero range today, I'm sorry to say. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy. Easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with the gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This is ABC News. The Wisconsin father accused of faking his own death and going overseas is now back in the U.S. facing criminal charges. ABC's Andrea Fujigi.
According to the criminal complaint, Borgore now admits planting the kayak and placing his belongings in a tackle box, which he sank in the lake, then paddled back to shore in a raft. When he got out, he realized he was leaving muddy footprints and attempted to wash the footprints off of the road. Riding an e-bike, then a Greyhound bus, he made it to Canada, then flew from Toronto to Paris and onto the country of Georgia, where police say a woman he had met online picked him up.
Following their failed merger, grocery giant Albertsons has filed a lawsuit against rival Kroger, claiming the Ohio-based grocery chain failed to exercise best efforts to move the deal forward. New Jersey lawmakers are expected to take up a measure today to try to limit the amount of plastic packaging used in the state. It would require all materials to be recyclable or compostable by 2034. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosco.
Napa Know How!
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest continues today. Here is the word that you need to text in to be a part of the winnings again this hour. The word is Merry, as in M-E-R-R-Y, like have a Merry Christmas. Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. You can text that to 608-647-4155, or you can also download the Civic Media app, find your station, WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. There you go. That's the one that you need to know to be a part of the big winnings, including hourly winners of some cash or overnight getaway or the grand prize, and I like the grand prize list, including a humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage set, a robot vacuum. Boy, I could use that.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Kenny here. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 9 degrees today, sunny and bitter cold. For tonight, mostly clear and frigid but light winds. A low of 6 degrees below zero. Friday morning sun, then clouds increasing, not as cold. A high of 21. Saturday 36, periods of freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mainly light rain in the afternoon. And by Sunday, 40 degrees. Right now, keep thinking about 40 degrees. We have winds around 10 miles per hour. The actual reading is negative 5. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Just batten down your bonnet and to get the ear flappers down today.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. dancing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this...
There you go, the Youpers and Rusty Chevrolet there on WRCO Radio. Oh, yes, hopefully your old Rusty Chevrolet goes. That was always the challenge back in the day. Now, vehicles start better than they used to, that's for sure. But I always had to make sure I had a heater, a block heater you could plug in, you know, for car or truck or whatever we had, except for the old Farmall Super C with that 6-volt battery. There's no way that the starter was going to take it over on a morning like this, so you had to do the manual crank and hope that it went. Usually it did. It was small enough you could pull it right into the barn right there in the entryway, and so it was ready to go, voila, in the morning, so I could do a little bit of manure spreading, you know, and that usually went pretty well on a morning like this, you know. Just had to make sure that the wind was in the right direction there. My friends at school wouldn't sit by me then. I wasn't careful. Jason Aldean starting that big green tractor on WRCO.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you want to do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. Show you around, sit up on a hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you,
delicious meals and local radio, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
pop a tot. Wanna go, wanna roll, wanna rock it. Hey, 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 and this makes some good old days. Hey, 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 let's make some good old days. That's right, let's make some good old days tonight. Up, 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 oh. Up, 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 oh. Hey, baby, what's the chance you're dancing with me? Huh? Been watching you all night like what I see. That's right. That big old moon is shining down from above. You know it's stirring up magic stuff. This could be the night we fall in love.
Sir, on WRCL, let's make some good old days. 18 after the hour of 7. We'll see where the old world beater Hank Bray is at in just a little bit. And we'll check out birthdays and anniversaries for December 12th along in just a little while today. The winds kind of come and go this morning. They've reduced a little bit to 5 miles per hour, but the air is still wrestling around out there. And it is a air that will wake you up, that's for sure. Our temperature has been frozen this morning at 5 degrees below zero.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Sleepy Hollow.
For
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Phil.
That was a nice greeting there, yes.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
How was your night off?
Not too bad.
Did you deserve your night off?
Oh, sure. We did a little shopping, getting a few things here and there, and then otherwise, not too much.
Really?
Went to bed at my regular time. So
7:30?
No, about 8:30.
Okay, 8:30.
Yeah, probably didn't fall asleep till 9, but, you know, it was at least, you know, so... Again, had to get in bed a little early because I'll probably be up past my bedtime tonight.
Yeah, and probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow for sure, but Fridays I can stay up and party, you know, because I don't get up early Saturday.
And you gotta practice for Saturday.
Those
were the days.
You gotta rest up for those were the days. But
so, people are wanting to know. I mean, did you do anything interesting, fun?
I'm trying to think. Not really.
Besides drive your car to work with your window down?
I did that. Just for a little ways, though. Couldn't figure out why it's making so much noise there. I can hear the back window's halfway down. So no wonder it wasn't warming up.
Grandkids?
No, it was probably me. Probably,
oh, so it was Phil.
Probably leaned on it or something.
Yeah. So anyway. So is June still surviving with you?
So far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the poor woman.
So far. So, she's getting ready for
it. I was thinking last night, I was going, you know what, poor June. She married Phil and likes the Bears. She's just...
I know. I know. Well, life's all about choices. You know, it's all about... We all have free will, right? So, what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah,
what do you do?
I mean, she's over.
Yeah, you're a winner out of this deal.
I'm a winner.
Yes, you
are. I did win. I win on that one.
Oh, you're
sure.
A good guy.
Well...
Our friend David Rush is back.
He's in the news?
Yep. He made it to the semifinals of Spain's Got Talent and managed to bust 28 balloons with thrown chopsticks in 30 seconds.
What?
Yes.
Thrown chopsticks?
Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, took aim at the title for the most balloons burst with chopsticks in 30 seconds. With the number to beat was only 15, so he almost doubled it.
You got to throw those pretty hard because they're not necessarily sharp.
Right.
And then, if you don't throw them hard enough, they're going to bounce off.
Right. A couple of things didn't go quite as planned. One balloon was disqualified for being after the time limit, and two bust simultaneously together with another balloon But the experience was unforgettable. Despite the disqualifications, he won the world record.
Wow.
Another one. Yeah.
There's a world beater as well. A Spanish World Scrabble Championship in Spain. A renowned speller known as the Tiger Woods of Scrabble took the title. Nigel Richards, a New Zealander currently living in Malaysia, came out ahead of 145 opponents. He won the Spanish World Scrabble Championships. But the kicker is, he does not speak Spanish.
Really?
You wonder how, and I guess he came up with some really complex words. The guy just knows words. He doesn't know actually how to say them or communicate, but pretty
amazing. He probably looks at them and knows them.
Pretty amazing skill there, Hank.
Kind of like me,
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I'd like to play Scrabble.
Like y'all and stuff. And like, I mean, that's...
Well, y'all's not a word, I don't think.
It is with my terminology.
So if I'm playing Scrabble in Arkansas, I got to accept y'all.
It's a hillbilly language.
Okay, all right.
So, y'all.
And Jeet?
And Jeet, yeah.
Jeet yet?
Yeah. Jeet yet?
What do you do, Hank?
The world's oldest known wild bird laid an egg.
Really?
Yeah, 74 years old.
Laid an egg at 74?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
On the North Pacific Island in Hawaii, says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Wow.
Said that... A Laysan albatross was nesting with a new partner and has laid an egg.
Hmm.
So researchers said it was Wisdom's first egg in 4 years. What her name is Wisdom.
Wisdom.
And the bird estimated to have laid 50 to 60 eggs in her lifetime.
My goodness.
And Wisdom returns to the same nesting site each year to reunite with her mate and lay one egg. So wow. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That beats me. I've laid a lot of eggs on the air, and I'm 61.
Yeah, so. You laid one this morning, buddy, so it's all right.
Made a career out of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, you made something out of it.
Right.
And now Henry's got to clean it up.
Yeah, that's right. It used to be Ron. Now it's you. In Ontario, Canada, a college student constructed what is believed to be the world's smallest arcade machine, measuring just 2.5 inches tall.
Wow.
Victoria Coron, the electromechanical engineer student, made the creation, a video machine just 2.5 inches tall. I wonder how you play that. Mm. It's pretty small. The working arcade machine runs the classic game Pong.
Why,
oh, I love Pong.
Well, I do too, but you talk about a small little... Pong wasn't as easy as the people thought it was when you got to the 10th level.
There weren't any levels in Pong, were there?
The more you go, the faster it went.
No, you're thinking of Asteroids, aren't you?
No.
Huh. I don't remember. See, we had the original Pong.
On the Atari.
And it was just bonk, bonk. And then you had a second, like you could play level one, but if you played level two, it was just bonk, bonk. But
it went faster, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember ours. You might have had the 80s version. Mine was the 78 version.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, well. What do you do?
A Florida man, talk about Grinch. You know, Grinches are not very nice.
No?
A Florida family thought they were being pranked after an inflatable Grinch Christmas decoration vanished from the yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who took it?
Well, a not-so-jolly bear, put it that way.
Oh!
Yeah. Shannick Sherez said her family decorated the Golden Gate Estate with home for Christmas in November on the day after Thanksgiving to discover their inflatable Grinch has been stolen.
That's too bad.
We were dumbfounded, is what they said. Sherez says she suspects the incident had been a prank with a neighbor text her a few days later to say the Grinch had been found two houses away. Yeah. The Dr. Seuss character was put back in place, but Sherez received an alert from a security camera that Wednesday to check her bear was attacking a Grinch again.
Oh.
So.
The bear was going after the Grinch.
So. Ah. And after that, the Grinch was not able to be put back up to place.
Oh, I suppose not. I'm wondering how it survived the first attack.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, maybe it was a pet bear with this, or maybe it was a gummy bear.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
With no teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A gummy bear.
Oh, hey.
They don't get much better from here, buddy.
No.
A man compensated $2.53, Phil. So people beware. A British man was awarded $2.53 in compensation from Mars.
Oh.
You know the company that makes candy bars.
Oh, Mars.
Yeah.
Not the planet.
Yeah, not the planet. After he unwrapped a Mars bar known as a Milky Way in the United States, he found it was missing the signature ripple.
Oh.
Yeah.
The ripple on top.
Yeah. Harry Seeger, 34, of Birkinghamshire, posted a photo in his unusually smooth candy bar to Doll Men's Club group on Facebook. The post quickly went viral, gathering hundreds of shares and thousands of comments. It tasted the same, Seeger said, but it was a lot thinner, and that's all. So not quite as thick. Seeger, who bought the Mars from an Oxfordshire gas station while en route to a classic car show in Birmingham, reached out to the company the next day. Seeger said he wasn't seeking any compensation, but was curious about how that caused the Mars bar had smoothness and wanted to inform the company in case there was a problem.
Ah, interesting. So there might be more.
$2.53.
Yeah, there's some money in it for you.
That wouldn't even buy me a gallon of gas to go get it.
Close. It's getting close. You know, the gallon is depending on where you go, but
that's all I have.
You'd have almost a gallon.
I'm very disappointed that I didn't find a Mars bar with no ripples in it. I would have saved it.
Yeah, that's true.
Would have put it right in my truck and...
I would never. I don't buy candy bars. But if I was going to buy one, it wouldn't be Mars.
What would it be if you had a candy bar?
Oh, salted nut roll.
Okay,
right.
Let's go with the chocolate side. What would it be?
Snickers. Probably.
Snickers.
Yeah.
I like a Fifth Avenue.
Oh, Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. Or a Score. You know, sometimes those Score. Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if I've had those before.
Yeah, but Snicker bars or.
Most of the time they got to have peanuts.
Yeah.
Another one is Kit Kat. It's not too bad.
Yeah, unless you get the ghosted kind. Or remember the frosted cinnamon?
Oh, yeah, those aren't. Oh, that wasn't good at all.
No.
I didn't like that.
No, it wasn't.
I think that was just a fall thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's let it fall away.
Halloween thing.
Yeah, it was,
right. Huh.
But some people liked them, and good for them, but they were not for my taste buds.
Right. So we used to have, my uncle had an establishment that had a candy machine, and they once in a while they'd give us the ones that were past the expiration date, you know, just kind of for a treat.
So you're okay.
And they were, it was always Three Musketeers and Milky Way. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Where's the salt?
Come on. Where's the nut roll? Where's the Snickers?
Yeah, without question. So, yeah, have you tried the, what is it? The milk or the peanut butter paydays?
No.
They have peanut butter paydays now. I'm just wanting to know if anybody's ever tried that.
I like peanut butter.
I do too.
Paydays. Huh.
So
Bill Twining was eating on a payday the other night. He was at the scorer's table eating a small. He needed a bigger payday.
Yeah, without question.
He had the Halloween size one.
Yeah.
That was
maybe he had four or five paydays.
Well, he might have. He might have had four or five of them.
Did he have any cheese balls?
He may be in his pocket.
He left with a handful of cheese balls.
Did he?
I don't know if he did or not, but we're going to say he did.
We're stocked up for wrestling season. That's
yes,
sure.
We are. Hey, my favorite candy is those Hershey blocks with almonds in it.
No.
You know, the little miniature Hershey almonds.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Right.
So
you're a connoisseur of candy bars there, it sounds like.
And you know what? My waistline says hello.
Well, a waist is a terrible thing to mind.
Oh, my goodness. Have a good day. Be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists' difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Make this holiday season unforgettable with Added Touch Floraling Gifts in Richland Center. Brighten your home with vibrant poinsettias, festive Christmas wreaths, and stunning centerpieces. Their fresh flowers, lighted pictures, and candles add the perfect touch to your celebrations. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. Or shop online at addedtouchfloral.com. Added Touch thanks you for shopping local. Spread joy and beauty this season with Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest continues this week. This hour's word that you can text in to be a part of the winning and the fun is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Mary. So you have until 8 o'clock to get that in. 608-647-4155 is the line to text or download the Civic Media app and find WRCO and get that done. Get in on the winnings.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. Sale items today are Oscar Mayer bacon for $4.65 a pound, Philadelphia cream cheese $1.65, Terra veggie chips $2.65 per family size bag, Honey Bunches of Oats cereal for $1.65. Also, a yellow frozen food closeout, 40 plus non-dairy products ranging from milk to cheese to yogurt with prices so low I can't say them out loud. And the deeply discounted gluten-free products throughout the store. See you soon, Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
This day in history, 1990, comedian Robin Williams got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was December 12th of 2000. George W. Bush became president-elect as a divided U.S. Supreme Court reversed a state court recount decision in Florida's tightly contested presidential election. And in 2010, the inflatable roof of the Minneapolis Metrodome collapsed following a snowstorm that had dumped 17 inches of snow on the city. The NFL was forced to shift an already rescheduled game between the Vikings and the Giants to Detroit's Ford Field. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Leighton Anderson. Leighton, happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School. Belated wishes to sweet granddaughter Kaylee Schultz. These 19 years have flown by fast. We love you from Grandpa Rod and Grandma Sherry. To others in the area, including Jolie Lars from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Jolie, from St. Mary's School. And to Jolie Lars from Uncle A and Aunt Carney. From Durst Family Archives, happy birthday to Josie Horth, Jolie Lars, and Ashley Durst Lore. From Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
Happy birthday today to Jeremy Fruit from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Have a great day, Jeremy Fruit, and Ginger McCauley from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy wishes going out today to others in the area, like Ashley Lore from Lori and the Guys. Also, best wishes to Josie Horth. And happy birthday to Charlie McGlynn from Lori and the Guys. Also, the Marilyn Olson Fan Club has checked in from Steve, Amanda, and Kelsey, Chris, and Isaiah. Also from Shirley, Heidi, Greg, Julie, and all the families. Happy birthday, Marilyn, from Corey, Brenda, Alyssa, and Jace. And to Marilyn from Brian, Tiffany, Carly, Logan, Haley, and Hayden. Have a great birthday, Marilyn. Maybe she will be going out and celebrating somewhere today. I'm not sure. Maybe skate down the Bear Valley River or something. I don't know. Happy birthday wishes to, let's see, Kelly Fruit. From Finley, Emerson, and Scarlett. Happy birthday wishes as well from the RC Lions. This is going out to Ryan Tomei, Ben Adams, also Bowden Lewis and Michael Steiner, Pierce Preston, and Kit Neville. Happy anniversary, Chris and Amanda Mansfield. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy Thursday wishes to Sherry Adams, also to Miles Luddy and Tate Tank. Happy anniversary today to Ursel and Laura Faga.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Wells Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
5 degrees below zero. It's still frozen at that point today. Bundle up. Drive carefully today. Here's one for our couples.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet with me chasing my rainbows, honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, baby. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes.
Johnny Rodriguez, and this is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for listening in today. The news is next.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 5 degrees below zero in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chetspeed Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Cold weather advisory is in effect for Sauk County until 10 this morning for wind chills of 20 to 25 degrees below zero. Mostly sunny and bitter cold today with a high of 9. And tonight, mostly clear and frigid, but light winds, a low of 6 below. In Richland Center, our high today, 2 below. Our low, our current temperature, of 5 below.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Ithaca School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats, currently held by Robert Busher and Kelly Variance, are at-large positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. If you are an Ithaca School District resident interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has been appointed the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee by Speaker Robin Voss. The Joint Finance Committee is a statutory 16-member standing committee of the Wisconsin Legislature. The committee's primary responsibility is to serve as the principal legislative committee charged with review of all state appropriations and revenues. Kurtz says he's grateful to serve in the position. He added, quote, "Wisconsin is once again in a strong fiscal position going into the next budget cycle. We've made historic investments in local government, transportation, infrastructure, and workforce housing. The legislature passed three variations of tax cuts that were ultimately vetoed by the governor. I look forward to returning the surplus to the hardworking taxpayers of our great state while ensuring continued investments in special education, first responders, local roads, and rural hospitals." Kurtz has been representing the 50th Assembly District. In November, he was reelected to serve a fourth term in the State Assembly. However, with the new maps, he will now represent the 41st Assembly District. This will also be his third term serving on the Joint Finance Committee. An urgent issue faces farmers when they meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of the expired farm bill soon, outdated laws go into effect. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden explains.
We really need to make sure that the Farm Bill is there so that, number one, farmers have protection, but number two, consumers have protection too. And without it, we're both in trouble because people simply won't be able to afford to eat.
Von Ruden says going back to old 1930s laws doesn't work in today's economy. One example, farmers would be paid a set amount, but consumers would pay twice as much as the current price. He believes everyone will be hurt without any movement on the Farm Bill. A familiar name tapped for key ambassadorship. President-elect Donald Trump has selected Ron Johnson as U.S. ambassador to Mexico. However, it's not the same Ron Johnson who serves as Wisconsin's Republican U.S. senator. Trump said in a statement that his selection for the post was previously U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during his first term and also served in the CIA and the U.S. Army on the social media platform. Ex-Wisconsin's Ron Johnson said, "There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there, including a former NFL player and a JCPenney CEO." Madison City leaders are walking back on a pilot plan of paid parking at parks. The City Council asked the Parks Department to explore the plan last month with the hopes of rolling it out in 2025. A public pushback at the plan tied up parks employees who were forced to respond to complaints and stifled the planning before it even started. For now, the City Council wants parks workers to explore other ways to generate revenue from the parking lots. A man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. 45-year-old Ryan Borgward was charged with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. Prior to his Tuesday court appearance, Sheriff Mark Podal wouldn't say what brought Borgward back. Borgward is now free on a signature bond. County officials may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the cost of a lengthy search of Green Lake, where Borgward faked his drowning while kayaking in August. There's plenty of ways to reduce waste this holiday season. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Waste Reduction Coordinator Jennifer Semrau says you need to take batteries and electronics such as tablets, laptops, computers, and cell phones should never go in curbside recycling bins. Semrau says containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics 1 and 2, as well as cardboard newspaper magazines, office paper, and other papers can be recycled in your bin. Semrau says string lights shouldn't be recycled as they can damage recycling equipment. A full list of what can and can't be recycled can be found on the DNR's website. If you're planning on gifting a child's bike this holiday, don't forget the safety gear. Dr. Benjamin Orozco with Gunderson Health says helmets and pads are a must. If you're unsure of what size safety gear a child will need, gift a gift card along with the bike or scooter so family members can help pick out the right size for the child. Also, be sure you're not buying gifts with small parts if there are small children in the home. If you're getting a holiday tree this week, be sure you can get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat it like you would transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, some gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. December is here, and with it another season of holiday celebrations. Don't cut the party short by driving impaired. It is dangerous, reckless, and never the only option. Wisconsin State Patrol's December Law of the Month brings attention to impaired driving laws and encourages motorists to find safe ways to get to their destinations this holiday season. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people in Wisconsin roads. In Wisconsin, drivers are prohibited from operating any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of more than 0.08. Under Wisconsin's not-a-drop law, drivers under age 21 are prohibited from having any detectable amount of alcohol in their system. Drivers may not have any illegal drugs in their system when behind the wheel. Motorists who refuse a blood, breath, alcohol test will lose their license for at least 1 year and may have their vehicle impounded. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to highlight the danger that impaired driving poses throughout the holiday season with its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, running from December 13th through January 1st. Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is an annual holiday partnership with local law enforcement to keep Wisconsin roads safe and free of impaired drivers.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Thursday, December 12th. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. For Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to White Tails Unlimited Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia, died December 4th at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Chrissy Slaney Hinkle and Chris Coe had a daughter, Ava Lynn.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Media Group, your local
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community.